And now on the radio, we have Tara Pinto of Bar Cochina. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm excited to talk with you. It's one of those restaurants that you have, Bar Cochina, where you're driving down the street and you see this thing that looks like an igloo, and you have several of those
igloos. Yeah, we have 10.
Yeah. What, 10?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about those. So describe for people who haven't seen those somehow, yours fit about how many and why are they're totally enclosed. Think of an igloo, you know, the igloos that you see, except it's not really going to melt if it gets warm outside. They're not made of ice. I think, Tara, they're pretty safe to sit inside. Do you agree?
Yeah. So right now we do have our 10. We were fortunate enough to start them last winter. So we kind of had just a head start for this one and everything that came with 2020.
Hello?
Our big ones that you can sit, you know, up to 12. Mm-hmm. Hi, yeah, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Yeah. So our bigger ones, you know, you can seat up to 12. We have a smaller version, you know, something a little more intimate. And it's a personal space. So it's for you and whoever you bring along. And you're just enclosed. We do have ventilation while you're in there. And it's just your own personal party.
That's
COVID
right.
COVID-friendly party.
Yes. Yeah, really. Now, what is the comfort level in there? I've been in a couple of them where they're heated, and I don't know if it's 20 below, you might have a problem and the wind is blowing, but if it's 30 degrees, no issue whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on which size you're in, how many people you have, the weather outside, but for now we haven't had any issues. I mean, you can sit down, have your dinner, take your jacket off, just like you're in a normal restaurant.
That's pretty impressive. Now, how much are these igloos as far as how much you charge to be in them? Different restaurants are doing different things. What is Bar Cochina doing?
Yeah, so what we're doing, it all depends on the group, what everyone wants to do. Like, honestly, so say for a Saturday, we always rent them out as a party package. So it's all you can drink. You get your food. You have your own personal speaker for music. It's heated. And then if you wanted to do a la carte on a slower day, we're more than willing to take you in as a walk-in if we do have the space. It just, again, depends on what we have booked out prior.
But I would suggest reservations are a good idea. And
Yeah.
And for during the week, do you have a minimum charge for that? And I'm not clear exactly even on the weekends how that works.
Yeah, so again, our events coordinator, her name, she's amazing. Her computer from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to sleep, just figuring out what works best for everyone. For the weekend, yes, there is a minimum. We try and have a minimum of 6 people just because they are so limited and we can only get, you know, a certain amount rented out for that entire day.
Okay.
But typically, say you walk in on a Sunday night or a Monday night and we have one available, we'll always seat you in the igloo and let you have your dinner.
All right, tell me about Bar Cochina.
Yeah, so Bar Cochina, we've been around for 5 years now. We're just more of a Latin fusion restaurant. So we have your tacos, we have your guac, just more of a spin on Latin food. So you can get a tuna poke taco served in a crispy wonton shell, but you can also still get, you know, your classic carne asada steak tacos, which are our adobo steak. So it's just, we have a little fun with the Latin food, but it still hits home and traditional as well.
So a friend says to you, the best friend you've ever had, Tara, and says, I'm coming to Bar Cochina. I can only order one thing. What would it be?
Ooh, me personally?
Yeah.
You can never have too much guac. We have our Bar Cochina guac. It's a classic guac. We have a balsamic reduction we put on top with a sprinkle of cotija cheese. Out of the park every time.
Right now, I understand there's something special going on at Bar Cochina in one of those igloos.
Yeah, so I mean, with 2020, people are getting really creative with their intimate moments. So someone actually
What? Hold it. Do we have to censor you? What's going on in that igloo?
There is a wedding taking place today.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, wait.
Oh,
cool.
yeah, never.
So
I mean, people are just getting creative.
Well, not too creative, we hope, as you point out.
Oh,
but yes, a wedding, that's amazing. So that is incredible that this was. Now, does the bride or groom happen to be nearby?
No, it's kind of with the timing. They're having their ceremony now. And again, they rented it out to get this more intimate moment. There's six people total. But they did say thank you.
Okay. Did the bride, is she wearing a wedding dress? Describe the scene for me.
Yeah, it's definitely more intimate. If you see our igloos, we do have them a little more festive. We have, you know, a mini tree. We have mini presents around. So they are dressed up. And they have their little iPad to FaceTime people in.
Sure, that's the thing now.
It's just a nice, intimate little setting.
Yeah, I've attended many virtual weddings at this point, or several anyway. And then I should have asked the etiquette expert we had on the air. Do you send a gift if you attend a virtual wedding? Because there's like, if you had the wedding and there was no COVID, no coronavirus, you might have, let's say, 70 people, as an example. But a virtual wedding, you can invite 370. What's the difference? Well, is that a way that they're just getting 370 gifts? I don't know the answer to that. This has nothing to do with you. I apologize, Tara. So tell me, for people interested in checking this out, and by the way, I've noticed also the lights, the Christmas lights you have that so festive at night. It's really beautiful. Where do people find you? How can they make reservations?
Yeah. So if anyone's interested in an igloo, the only way we rent them out is through our events coordinator. I mentioned her name earlier. Her name's Desi. You can always email her and she gets back to you super, super quick. She's great about accommodating to whatever you need. So that is the one and only way you can book out your igloo and have a guaranteed time and day. But you can always find us on TOCK, T-O-C-K, if you want to make a table reservation. So even with the outdoor seating, we are very blessed to have a huge open space with huge garage doors. So we're able to sit normal tables too. We have fire pits. We have the heated towers. So there's a lot of other options for people who maybe just want a quick bite.
Sure. And that's Bar Cochina. And give us the phone number.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, no.
Here.
All right. We'll find out the phone number. I'll tell you what. We'll find out the phone number. We'll look it up. We'll find it for you, and
no,
we'll give
okay.
it to you.
We're on, you can always find us on TOCK. That's honestly the best way to make a reservation.
Okay.
It'll give you all the available times that we have. We're located in Lakeview, right on Sheffield and George, right off of Diversity.
Uh-huh. All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Tara. I appreciate your time, and congratulate the lucky couple to us, for us.
Yeah, of course. I'll send a round of champagne toast on you.
I love that. Really? I love that idea because that way I don't have to pay for a thing. Thank you very much, Tara.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you.